Of Siberia, an indigenous tribe, small of stature and dilated of eyeball. They offered him a drink. It was a steaming cup of urine. He drank deeply of it, and his eyes were opened.
Wow.
He stumbled from the tent. Everything was shining with a tinsely light.
Wow.
Red, white, and green. Balls and baubles suspended from the trees. Tiny bells rang and joyous music swelled. And all around him, flying reindeer. He was soon accepted by the tribe, and he learned their ways. He learned where the red and white mushrooms grew, and how to dig them out from under the snow. He learned how to feed them to the reindeer until they were ripped out of their skulls, and then to follow them around collecting their urine for the tribe. One night, when he was smoking distilled pee in a crack pipe, he saw a vision. It was Lenin emerging from a great white light, holding a red and white suit and leading a sleigh.
Leon, by all that it is Soviet, you must kill Stalin.
Come on, baby, do you so tired. Many times I get weak. I am worn. Through the storm, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on home. When my way darkness appear, Lord, in the night, draws near, yeah, and the day. Take my hand, precious. Lord, get up and lead me, lead me, lead me, lead me, lead me
That was the spiritual side of Wynton Marsalis with Precious L Word. You listen to Space Plane CKUT 90.3. I'm going to take it right on through to 2.
ma wala bulu koroba ala de mi ma faga sa ma da gaila tunu fini samuya
to receive money and how to receive things that you may have, or how to receive energy that you may have put out when you were doing your transits or your transitions. Right. But before I can go into teaching you how to receive anything, you need to really understand your straw man. Because most people that receive money in the Matrix, they receive money through their straw man.
Straw man, what's that? You listen to 13 Signs Astrology on Space Plane, we're gonna hear all about the straw man. So sit tight, buddy.
It doesn't matter if you work a job. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, for the most part, unless you're a hustler, you know, you just get money.
Like me.
Straight up from the street, you straight up get cash money. But for the most part, most people receive money through their straw man. This is the root aspect of how people get things as far as material things here in the Matrix. And when you talk about activating your astral pyramid, as you know, your astral pyramid is, it's a physical aspect to it too, but it's essentially a your connection that you have with the internet and with social media, and learning how to use your internet account and social media and things of that nature to generate finance for yourself. That's essentially what the astral pyramid is. And you may wonder, like, well, why is it tied into the internet? Like, it seemed like it would be deeper than that. But what you guys have to understand is that there are different levels to it. Of course, because we're talking about a pyramid, so of course there's many levels to it. But in order to understand it, first and foremost, you have to understand it from the beginning, or from the social media aspect first. You can't talk about building a physical pyramid until you first activate the astral pyramid. And there's a spiritual aspect to it too as well, but we're speaking of how to take the spiritual energies and be able to generate finance for yourself, be able to generate some dough for yourself. So you have to understand that the astral pyramid is a form of an ID. If you look at the term pyramid, you see the term ID. So this is your identification. Even in ancient Kemet, you had, within a pyramid, you had different chambers of different pharaohs, of different gods. Like the chamber of Ra, the chamber of Heru, the chamber of Horus. So you had, there was identification wrapped up into the making and building of pyramids from the beginning. So this, so what I'm speaking on, this isn't far out. This doesn't,
what you moving around?
What they were doing in Kemet. However, I'm trying to teach you on what a pyramid is here in the age of Aquarius and here in this modern day time. So that's what you're really understanding when you're getting into understanding what the astral pyramid is. The astral plane, to interpret that for the sake of this conversation would be considered the internet.
Good either.
Social media.
Say what?
This is how we exchange thoughts.
Oh no. I got my astral pyramid broadcasting strong and bright. You don't have to have the internet to make it right. They're using that as a device to enslave you and control you. People are hooked on that shit like crack. By the way, you can check out this show on CKUT.ca. You listen to McCoy Tyner playing the koto. Telepathy, you do it through there. Why would you? They're trying to set us back hundreds of years by becoming dependent on these devices. I got all kinds of messages I don't get. Besides, what about internet anxiety? I can't look at screens, man. That shit drives me nuts. And if insanity is the... If repetition, they say, is the first sign of insanity. And people do the same damn motions and look down and do the same damn shit all damn day. What's that gonna say? That's where some people... I used to watch TV 5 or 6 hours a day. I stopped, though, because I knew it was bad for me. Now people got TVs on their phone. Oh, shit!
Without being there with the physics, this is an aspect of the astral plane. The internet is very spiritual. So.
Oh, no. All those ads for, like... mail order brides and liposuction, that's pretty spiritual.
Yeah. However, there's a mundane aspect to the internet too. Because as you guys heard me talk about, they got the internet from a system called BankingNet. And before there was the internet, and we used to send emails and things of that nature out, the internet was essentially made for banks at the very beginning.
And the police.
So all times you were strong in this group. So essentially, the internet was made for banks. It's about banking. This is how they send transits or send money to each other. It wasn't called the internet. It was called BankNet. So if a bank wanted to send $50 to another bank, or whatever the case may be, they did it through BankNet. BankNet came out back in the 70s, early 80s. So it's been out for a long time. Way before you had access to any emails or things of that nature, there was always BankNet. And what they don't teach you is that your Twitter account, your email account, why do you think it's called an account?
Because they're counting on your ass to bank you up. They're banking your consciousness, fool, and they're charging interest. And the interest is people get less interesting. I love 13 Signs Astrology, and I don't always agree with them. Today, obviously, I do not. But we hear them out. But then if I get too mad, man, I'm gonna have to change it. Because this internet thing, this has been getting under my crawl for like many months now.
Because this is a bank, you can generate finance from it. But it's hard to do that when you have existing contracts locked into your straw bin. And I can't go into how to break contracts totally here on this episode because it will take about a month. A little bit of time, and I don't have the time to do it here, but I want to just help you to understand exactly what your strong man is. Your strong man is a name that was given to you by by the state. It's a contract, actually, that was signed by your parents, who were acting as executors or guarantors.
I thought my parents gave me my name. Oh, no! And but my grandfather got his name, though. But now they're using it, because he wasn't born in no, you know, modern system. In no United States. So, where does that leave us? I reclaim my name. I'm taking it. I'm the host of the show. I'm taking my name. It's not my straw man. It's my everything.
And they signed this contract or this agreement with the state, and they gave you a trust. So some people, when they talk about becoming sovereign and breaking free from the matrix, what they do is that they tell you to go sign it. You got to go sign a UCC1 agreement and things of that nature. I don't propagate that for right now. I'm not against it. I understand it, but I don't propagate it because the way I look at it, the way I see it is that the straw man itself is already a corporation. So why should I go sign the UCC1 agreement? A UCC1 agreement is essentially the same documentation that you would fill out with a particular state to start a corporation with. And why should I go do that when I've already formed a contract with the state from the very beginning when I was born? So why should I go and recontract that and fill out all this paperwork and things of that nature to start a corporation when I already have a corporation, which is my name, my straw man. Your straw man is a trust, actually.
Oh, yeah. Check out TonyEzzy.com. TonyEzzy. It's probably still offline because they damn NSA. But, check it out anyway. Try it. But don't do it online. Okay? Turn off your internet before you do it. Then you can't see it.
And that's what you want to convert it into once you break off the contracts. But right now, it's a form of a corporation. That's right, being a 14th Amendment citizen. Then this is what makes you a 14th Amendment citizen, is the contract that you have with the state. Now, there are some people out there that do have contracts with the state who aren't in the same, they don't have the same agreements. But though these are mostly foreigners and people like that.
Yes, I fit into the foreigner clause. Ha ha ha! Weaseled my way through that.
And some of you know this, but when foreigners come to this country, you have to ask yourself, they get money to come to this country. Why do they get money? They get money to come to this country because they come to this country as what's called a living soul. And they contract with the state, but they do it in a way to where they keep control. Commodities, they exchange, or they use their commodities as collateral to get for finance for themselves, to get money for themselves. And they use their commodities as collateral. So say, for instance, a person from India, they may have came to this country from India, and their family, they may have the last name Singh. I'm just going to use that for a last name because I have a client. His last name is Singh. He's a
I thought it was Singh, but that's just me. I must be crazy.
They have commodities, they may have gold, oil, whatever the case may be. So, essentially, when he came to this country, it took more than a Singh in this country. He exchanged his commodities for what's called fiat goods. He took a loan, counsel. They put a lien on his name. Family's name, and he got money to get to the country.
Why did he come here, you may ask yourself? For this. I meant to say for this.
Say you want simplicity. You don't like love complex. I got a spooky feeling. You just want me for the sex. The thrills of it. The chills of it. The spills of it. You just want me for the sex. The sex of it. Sex of it. I gave you a diamond ring, my friend. That didn't get you off. French cologne, $100 an ounce. All you did was cough. You say you want simplicity. You don't like love complex. But I got a spooky feeling. You just want me for the sex. The thrills of it. The chills of it. The spills of it. Baby, baby, you just want me for the sex. You just want me for the sex. The sex of it. The sex of it. Ho! Don't open that window. I told you not to open that window. Sex of it. The sex of it.
Understand that's all I wanna do. Damn my life, I'd rather spend it all with you. I couldn't love you anymore. I guess I'll hate you next. Confess, you bitch. The thrills of it. The chills of it. The spills of it. You just want me for the sex. The thrills of it. The chills of it. The spills of it. You just want me for the sex.
Get away from that cage.
The sex of it.
Get away from.
Foreigners in general, you notice that they are always in business for the most part. For the most part, I'm not saying every single one. Some of them work jobs. But even when they work those jobs, they're not working as the same status as you. That's what you gotta understand. You're strong, man. You
got the door to the
contract that you make.
They spelled your name wrong on the immigration form. What if they didn't have any papers when they came over and they didn't get their name right? That's how I got my funny ass name. Is any land tied to it? It's across the ocean. Is there something for me? On the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea? Just waiting? Better ask the church. On a space plane. Thank you. out of this world. Just can't take it. Feel like going insane. Hey man, don't look at your shoes. Look on up. The space plane. What did I get roped into? This world, I'm a shackle down here. Trying to keep it down. This world, just can't take it. Can't stand cars. Tony Ezzy. Sound crazy to say it, don't it? Hey man, look, I know what I agreed to. I came here to change some things. I came here to make people see things that are so damn old. They're gonna think they was new. I will utter things which have been hidden since the foundation of the world. That's right, baby. You listening to that on and two? Spray plane, yank.
Some kind of test, and I was put here to learn, process, and gather information. How many times can I get my precious heartburn? Is this world designed and constructed solely to cause me pain? And I'm talking about the earth plane.
I want you here.
When I disappear.
Where we gonna go?
On the material world.
Oh yeah, baby.
Mic check.
What if your first name, you were named after one of your ancestors? In a lot of people's case, you know, they got certain names in the family. I don't got but like 5 names in mind, shoot. Does that give you the attributes of all your ancestors that had that name? Well, that's a good thing, because they were pretty cool, too. Well, do I get the attributes of, like, Tony Danza? Tony Soprano? Nah, man. It'll go back to St. Anthony with me.
But you're going to have to learn how to break contracts and make them.
just know your name is on, you're going to have to go and do a name search. Everything that your name is tied in with, every state, every county, every corporation, you're going to have to set any debts that you have in that name for value. And I'll do a video on acceptance for value, exactly how that works. But you're going to have to accept these things for value or pay the debt off in some kind of way through trading. When you work a job, and some people probably work there, you know, I'm going to work. Before they go to work, they're trading. It's a form of labor. Trading. Like, being on the stock market. That's what you're doing too, but you all know it because you have third parties collecting for you. So you may make $8 an hour, $9 an hour, the case may be. But when you fill out your tax forms and things of that nature, you have third parties collecting Social Security off of you, collecting a lot of things that they don't necessarily taking out taxes that may not necessarily be applicable to your situation. But you don't know enough about the law, and no accountant is going to tell you these things because they take oaths. So they're not going to tell you these things. So you don't know enough about the law to really break free from that. That's a form of slavery. Essentially what it is, or an indentured servitude is what it really is. Yeah, you're getting paid, but you're getting paid fiat notes. You haven't claimed your commodities. You haven't claimed your land. So when you get on social media, if you don't do these things, you got this ID, and you know, all these people on your credit report, you're about to go start a business now. I'm about to become, say, for instance, you make me a rapper, like, put out a rap CD now.
Like me.
Put that rap CD out. The only thing that's going to happen is that if you don't do this right, and I'm speaking from experience because this happened to me. 13th Sound Astrology, as you guys know, was extorted. And it was extorted through my strongman name. And this is because I wasn't operating my business correctly. And I'm still in the process of transforming this. So I'm not speaking from a person now. I'm not a perfect guy yet when it comes to this information. However, I know enough about it to put it out to be able to teach people, but there are still some steps that I need to take myself personally so that I can break free. But if you get on there and take me from, I'm using myself for an example, we teach from our own experiences, you're going to get extorted. If you go online and start, you know, demonstrating your craft and generating money from your craft, and you might get successful at it. You might get a lot of followers and a lot of people listening to it. If you ain't took care of your business right, what's going to happen? If you haven't took care of your business right, what's going to happen is that you're going to get extorted. You're going to get extorted through your social media accounts. That's why it's called an account. The third parties will be getting to extortion. You won't see the total royalty. Notice royalties goes into kinghood, kingdom, and queendom. And they claim that in the United States they don't deal with the monarch, they don't deal with being a king or a queen, but they do because they pay royalties, but they're acting as a third party. So what happens is that most people's royalties are paid through the U.S. government, and the U.S. government issues the royalty payments to third party companies and things of that nature. Remember, the United States government is a corporation for the most part. There are aspects of it that is not incorporated, but most people are not demonstrating that part of the U.S. government. They're not demonstrating the constitutional aspect, they're demonstrating the codes.
Thank you. paper, but he's still a fist for the paper. Although he is inanimate, it makes you feel like he can bleed and talk. Feel for real. You stay awake, cause all he's about is getting high and drinking up. All it takes is one deep breath, and then you hook for life, cause you kiss the dead.
Don't do it!
Crack. Don't do it.
The shit out of my royalties, so can. I mean, I get some of them, but what's going on that I don't know?
Decrease the grief in your diet. Don't fuck with your body. Your body gonna fuck with your mind.
Listen to the Tony E3. They got me on the bass clarinet. They got the gold man on the bass. They got Jordan Lazar on the guitar. I also do the keyboards and the bass. Sometimes there are four of us. this time that was real. Scratches and beeps and clicks. I said, damn, motherfucker, it just makes me sick. Ow, ow, ow.